choice which shop you use.
The brand new Fremont Commons apartments are almost ready, and there's nothing common about them. Come by for the open house this Saturday from 10 to 3 and see what new luxury living looks like. There's a Vegas-style pool and 24-hour access to the clubhouse loaded with extras. These are brand new studio one- and two-bedroom units. You can move in as early as May 1st. Call 402-704-2069 now or go to FremontCommons.com. See you at Saturday's open house 10 to 3, just off 275 on Morningside Road.
Good morning, 827 here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. Chris Walls, Rich Ray here with you, and it is time for our Main Street Minute, right?
That's exactly right, and our Main Street Minute is brought to you by the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we'd like to welcome in our guest this morning.
Yeah, Tammy Trahan from the Corner Bar.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Well, you know what? We're hanging in there.
Doing what we can. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
We will live to shine another day, for sure.
That's for sure.
We all just need to get through this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's maybe just go back a little ways and talk about the Corner Bar. I know history-wise, how long has it been?
Well, we will be celebrating 39 years this year, and mm-hmm. I'm actually celebrating my 30th year with the Corner Bar.
Nice.
So,
how do you do that when you're only 29 years old?
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We got this time machine in the basement.
Yes.
So if you notice some old employees there that haven't been there for a long time, that's why.
But 39 years, that's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's obviously seen its changes, and this will be a huge part of the history, but last year was the flood.
I know. Jeez.
Which was obviously a totally different beast. But, mm-hmm. adding the venue 11 years ago was huge.
Yeah, it is.
It took a lot of different things to happen for it to finally take off. And did so. Very much missing all of our musical friends right now.
Oh, my gosh,
and,
yeah. All the blues people and a little bit of everything.
Oh, gosh, yeah, a little bit of everything. The beauty of that is with Facebook and everybody streaming or, doing live videos, it's still not the same. I know for myself personally right now I could use a huge dose of live music.
Because it reaches
down and...
Yeah, yeah, the live music thing. We're not doing the polka party this year, obviously, mm-hmm. and that was, even though it was polka music, I just like hearing the live horns and the live instruments and just the atmosphere and
absolutely.
People performing with some emotion, and it's just a lot different than hearing it off of your phone.
It is. It's heartbreaking. It's good to see their faces, but I've always been one of those when it reaches down and it really grabs you mm-hmm. and you just feel it, then you know it's right. So they'll be back, hopefully May, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right now it's looking like May 6th to be the date that things will be back to normal or somewhat normalcy.
Normal.
We'll see.
Right.
But so far Fremont, and I think the Fremont area, even now that we've had some cases discovered here, we knew they were coming, but we just didn't know when. And
right.
So if we can just limit it now. I think that's the key, is making sure that it gets cut off. And like Governor Ricketts says, as we or whoever the DHHS people are, mm-hmm. as we flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. And it does show how strong of a community we are if we all actually do this. I know, and it's hard to believe there's still some people out there that don't quite understand it, but mm-hmm. I've told everybody, just go to the CDC and read about it, because mm-hmm. it is real and it's out there and it's scary.
Right.
But we'd been cleaning, and now we'll take it an ample time to, we've got plenty of time to clean it up and do some major deep cleaning, which seems to be more fun down there in my house. So.
Yeah, I know. I hear.
We'll spend some time down there cleaning. And I did go down to the basement, dig out some old T-shirts. We'll try and figure out how to get those out if anybody wants to buy any.
Oh, nice.
I'd say we've got some vintage. Would the
20-year
anniversary be a vintage shirt?
Yeah, I would say so.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, there's. I did not purchase those. So sometimes I shake my head and it's like, what was Randy thinking when he bought these? But, they could make some cool pillows or something.
There you go. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Or you could maybe even make masks out of them. Who knows? Exactly. I mean, people are making masks out of all kinds of stuff.
They are. And I know there's some guidelines there, but yeah, my sewing services are...
Mine are limited.
Exactly. Yes. Very limited. Buttons. So,
oh, man.
The downtown will be a little bit quiet, but again, it's for the best.
I think they're one of the reasons that we have this segment right now that we do, too, is because, you know, yeah, we know businesses are going to be quiet right now, but when things get fired up again, it's just a reminder how vital it is to have businesses in downtown Fremont like yours as well. And I was going to ask you, and I don't know if we've kind of touched on it a little bit, Tammy, is that why do you feel you've been able to be successful for 39 years?
I think it's just the feel, to be honest. I think it's just the building. Mm-hmm. I think it just has something in there that just brings people in. And, I've always had it, you know, for the last 11 years that, you know, you're always welcome. Just don't, just act like you're coming to your own house, mm-hmm. and be decent. And everybody wants to have a good time. And when there's that one person in there, they ruin everybody's night. So, you know, just be nice. And for some reason, if they get in trouble, they have to come talk to me, and they don't want to do that. So
just like at home, right?
Yeah. It's the mom talk. But, I do think that, bringing music in was huge, mm-hmm. Because Fremont, we've had some live music, but, as you guys have heard, we've had some out here, we've just been blessed with the touring musicians that are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I took the trip to Memphis with Hector Anshondo when he went down to the International Blues Competition, and he won the solo duo division, which was so very cool.
Oh, my gosh, I'll bet.
To see, yes, and just the connections and people actually hearing that. Or saying, yes, we've heard of the Corner Barn. It's like, oh, my. Mm-hmm. So I don't very often pat myself on the back, but I am doing it for that one. Because
yeah.
they're such cool people out there, and it's just a different atmosphere or work environment that we have that, you really got to love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So obviously I've been there for 30 years, so...
Yeah, and you can, it kind of gives me, it's similar, I would say, to something like watching American Idol on is it on Sunday night or something? Where you could be at the Corner Bar on Sunday night watching a national act play right. on the stage mm-hmm. and doing it live. It's
absolutely.
Pretty darn cool.
We had, for example, the Paul Nelson Band, and Paul Nelson was a Grammy winner with Johnny Winter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these bands that I have come through have been nominated for Grammys, have been, and it's not just blues. Blues is just such a big genre that, we encompass. And we love, like, the Simrad family. We do the Simrad family jam once a year. And I tell you what, that place is packed. And it's just, there's so much love in that room that if it doesn't get you, then you're tone deaf or you're just deaf.
This makes us special because, we're talking about the Corner Bar and we're talking about how special the musical acts here coming in, and it's a bar. We haven't even talked about alcohol.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the future is really looking really good for downtown Fremont. I mean, you look at some of the other venues that are coming here, and this is going to postpone some of that. But if you look to late summer, and into next year, you have several different venues that'll be popping up downtown. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to help. I think a lot of folks are going to say, man, I think I'll just go to Fremont and relax. Have some fun.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to it. I don't think of it as a competition because it's not. Our competition is to get people downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to get people down there. And I just remember back in the day when you had Mon Paws and there was, within a 2-block area, there were 6 bars and nobody had any issues.
Right.
Everybody got along. Mm-hmm. We went back and forth. And so if we can bring that community of downtown people back again, that's huge. We support all restaurants down there. We have every menu. Obviously we mm-hmm. don't have a kitchen, but, go ahead and order your food, bring it in.
Right.
We've started to actually rent out the back room for birthday parties and retirement parties. I did at one point close down the whole bar for a wedding.
political fundraisers,
reception, political fundraisers, absolutely, yeah. You name it. The other side is perfect for that, and not just for music. So we welcome parties, and I have been talking to a lot of my musician friends that once we can get back and going, we will have one heck of a party.
Oh yeah,
so with as much music as I can pack in one day. So yeah,
very good.
Tammy Tran with us with the Quarter Bar, our Main Street Minute, brought to you by the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. And we really appreciate you coming and chatting with us.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys very much. Definitely. I appreciate it. Let's everybody stay safe and healthy, and we will see you. We'll be sparkly, almost brand new.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yep, it'll be good. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yep, Tammy Trahan with the Corner Bar. Next up, we'll have our chamber folks will be coming in. We'll be talking to another local business, trunks and benches, right?
That's right.
And then Joy McCabe with Habitat for Humanity right here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. It's 8:37.
We are more than a bank. At Cobalt Credit Union, we're motivated by member service.